some new faces in the prairies around McLean County, ceramic faces, that is. They're on display in three local nature centers and help tell a visual history of the Illinois prairie. Some represent historical figures. Others represent people who roamed the prairie in Illinois' early years, including Native Americans, trappers, traders, and roving preachers. The Faces of the Prairie Project was a community effort that involved the Inside Out Artists Cooperative in Bloomington, Heartland Community College, local veterans, and school children. In another of our occasional series on Unknown Illinois, GLT's Judy Valente strolls through some of the places the faces are on display with Mickey Michelle, the principal artist and driving force behind the Prairie Faces Project.
We're in this gorgeous setting of the ISU Horticulture Center on Rab Road, and there's sulfur butterflies flitting all around and gorgeous purple and pink flowers and red flowers. What drew you to this project?
Back in 2015, I became a master naturalist, and I loved that program. During that, we went to all the native prairies around us in McLean County and other counties, and going there, I just loved the prairies. And I was fortunate enough back in the day before they closed down Dixon Mounds that we got to go down there.
Dixon Mounds, where the Indian remains are still.
Correct. And in doing that, of course, out of respect for disturbing of burial grounds, they have locked that up. But what is left there is all these wonderful representations of the culture. And it's all done by artists. So the art brought me in. I was an art major at ISU, taught art for 25 years in Unit 5. So in my back of my head was fermenting what maybe I could add as an art person. And as we went from prairie to prairie, there's a commonality or a similarity between prairies. There's the cup plant, the little blue stem, the large blue stem, the compass plant, and Indian grass. So I thought, how could we distinguish a prairie from a prairie? And I thought about the people who traveled through Illinois when we were a prairie. And so that took me back to 1700s to 1800s. Did a little research online and then talked to people, and in doing so, fermented the idea that we could make these ceramic faces that represent the people who actually were here when this was all prairie. And so in doing that, I enlisted the aid of the Inside Out Art, which I'm a member of. I was gifted clay. I was gifted ceramic glazes. So the next thing was how to get them fired. God bless Aaron Formosky at Heartland. Aaron Formosky at Heartland said, well, I can put him in with my classwork. So she fired him, and then we glazed him, and then we were able to place him. We have six faces at the Hort Center.
Horticulture Center.
Horticulture Center, excuse me. Six over at the Heartland Teaching Prairie, and then 10 are down at Sugar Grove Nature Center, and that's based on the Funk family and the stubble feeds. So we actually had to get photos of the people or actually representations online, and that was a fun project too.
That was GLT's Judy Valente reviewing some of the new ceramic faces on the prairie with artist Mickey Michelle and Janet Beach Davis, an earth science instructor and curator of the Heartland Community Gardens. Prairie faces can be seen at the Heartland Gardens, the Illinois State University Horticultural Center, and the Sugar Grove Nature Center. Signage offering information about the historic significance of each face should be installed soon.